Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. God is truly good. God is awesome. You know what? He's better than good. This is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, and we are here in the beautiful, beautiful, blessed city of Baltimore. We thank God for you and your families and church families, communities that are listening in. We thank God for our sponsors, Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, located at 2103 North Charles Street. Praise God and God bless you, Dr. David Gaines. God is truly, truly good. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines, Ebony Styles, Master Electrician. He's there for you, you, and you. Give him a call at 443-449-3631. 443-449-3631. He's there for those natural hairstyles. We thank God for Jesus. They had to pass a law to keep from being discriminated against by wearing your hair natural. But thanks be to God. Master Electrician, Dr. David Gaines is available to you, you, and you, male and female. Give him a call at 443-449-3631 at 2103 North Charles Street. Let him know you heard it here at Power Hour of Prayer with Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD. Glory be to God. We thank God for you, Dr. David Gaines. And remember, those of you that desire fresh fruits and vegetables, you need to give him a call at 443-449-3631. And you can pick up your fresh fruits and vegetables and bread and pastry. But you got to give him a call and let him know that you desire to get some fresh fruits and vegetables, but you have to pick them up. Be faithful. You have to pick them up. 443-449-3631, Dr. David Gaines at 2103 North Charles Street. Give him a call today. Let him know you'd like to be blessed by him. Those of you that are traveling the city of Baltimore, give him a call. 443-449-3631 and schedule your appointment to have your locks or natural hairstyles. He has other operators on staff there, along with a master barber, Reg. So you can give Dr. David a call. Let him know you want to get your hair cut. 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines is truly a man of God, walking by faith and not by sight. Give him a call today at 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines, God bless you, man of God. We thank God for Shanita Kelly, our realtor. Yes, our praying realtor, powerful woman of God. She's there for you to answer all your needs if you're purchasing your very first home or your second home or your third home. Also, if you're selling your home, give Shanita Kelly a call of Samson Realtors at 443-854-0977. Yes, that's Shanita Kelly, praying, powerful woman of God. She wants that home to be a blessing and not a burden. Amen. She'll pray with you and for you throughout the whole process. Also, she's award-winning, has written 2 books, and they are a blessing to many of those in the community. Answer many questions that you were not aware of. Grant money that's available, help you with getting your finances in order. Amen. Thank God for Shanita Kelly of Samson Realtors. You can give her a call at 443-854-0977. Praise God. Also, don't forget about the family tree. The family tree is there to help you with raising families up. You stand in need of help or support with your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews. The family tree is for you. The family tree is there to help assist you. Amen. In times of need, sometimes we just feel like we're burnt out. We need some help. So the family tree is there to help you and support you with raising children up. Amen. They also have a program where it's free. Well, everything at the family tree is free. That's a blessing. They have a program, a respite care program, for children 2 to 12 years old. 4 hours of free respite care. If you have doctor's appointments, medical appointments, job interviews, or if you just need a break, give the Family Tree a call concerning their respite program. And you can give them a call at 410-889-2300. That's the Family Tree. And the Family Tree is located at 2108 North Charles Street. Yes, down the street from Dr. David Gaines. Beautiful facility. And we're facilitating groups, amen, virtually, conference call, and some are actually in person. If you're court ordered, if you need help or support with raising grandchildren, your children, foster care, give the Family Tree a call. There are many, many resources available to you. The help is there with the Family Tree, raising families up. Isn't God good? Whatever you need, God's got it. So we thank God for the Family Tree and the support that they give families and loved ones, grandparents. We thank you. You know, raising up children is male and female job. Amen? Some folks think it's just a female thing. No, it's not. Male and females. Give the Family Tree a call at 410-889-2300 if you stand in need of their help and their support. If you want to volunteer with the Family Tree, give them a call at 410-889-2300. They have a helpline where you can call and you can be a part of the helpline. All types of volunteer opportunities and also stipend opportunities. Okay, so we thank God for the Family Tree. Give them a call at 410-889-2300. And again, it's located at 2108 North Charles Street. We thank God. It is a nonprofit organization. We thank God for the men and women that have been supporting the Family Tree and keep it going, that we could keep our children in our home, that we could bless others and give them information and share powerful, powerful, powerful resources and help with raising families up. 410-889-2300. That's the number to call. God bless you. God bless you and God bless you. I am one of the facilitators for the Family Tree and have been for over 20 years, and we have really, really helped so many men and women, grandparents, foster care. We are there for you. God bless you this morning. Thank God for all of your beautiful letters you've written. Thank God for you. Our prayer warriors are praying 24 hours around the clock. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that even a lot of you are wanting to be a part of this powerful, powerful worldwide prayer faith ministries. We thank God for you. Our new members that are coming in, we thank God for you. And we thank God for our 144 million listeners. God is truly good. It's increasing every day. We thank God for Archbishop Alamasi and our King Alamasi. We thank God for you and the vision that God gave you for radio, TV, school, university, transportation services, your bank. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for you, for the vision that God has given the great woman of God. And we thank God for you, you, and you, praying continuously without ceasing. The Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries will be celebrating, my God, my God, my God, another anniversary, July 12th, 1997. Is when this ministry was established. And we will tell you more about that. We will be celebrating the month of July. Isn't God good? If you honor God's word, you keep God's word. When God tell you to do something, you do it. God will keep it going. Amen. And he will provide. He'll make a way out of no way. Don't forget to send us your prayer requests. And also request your prayer rug. Many of you have our prayer rugs now. We thank God for it. Those of you that are listening, I want you to write your name real big on the back of that prayer rug. Amen. Write your name real big on the back of your prayer rug. And watch God bless you real good. Amen. So write your name. Amen. You want to write your vision and make it plain on the back of that prayer rug. You can do that. Amen. God is awesome. You want to write your family's names on the back of your prayer rug. Do that. God is a God that will hear and answer prayer. He's moving, my dear ones. In the midst of all that's going on, God is still in charge. And God is still doing a great and mighty work in your life and lives of others. God is still healing, delivering. Yes, he is. He hasn't stopped healing. Deliverance is nigh. Salvation is at hand. This is the hour of salvation. If you have not given your life to Christ, if you're not sure about it, amen, we want you to be sure, very, very sure. We want you to be anchored in the Lord. You got to know him for yourself, amen. You got to know how to pray yourself. You don't need a PhD to pray. Talk to God. Have a little talk with Jesus, and he will make it right. Amen. Have a little talk with Jesus, not your pastor. My God, my God, my God. Have a little talk with Jesus. You need to talk to the Lord. You know exactly what you want to request of God. Amen. Get your prayer journals out. Make notes in your prayer journals. Get your blessing books out. Make notes in your blessing book. Count your blessings one by one. Amen. Write them down. Then write your vision and make it plain. That's the word of God. Amen. We thank God for you. God is not a God that will not lie. He answers your prayers. Yes, no, wait, not now. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's heard your prayer. Somebody said he has answered my prayer. Yes, he has. He answers all of our prayers in his own way, in his own time. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. God's ways are not our ways. Thank you, Jesus. He's heard your cry. Thank you, Jesus. He'll answer you by and by. Have a little talk with Jesus, and he will make it right. We are praying for our President of the United States of America, Joe Biden, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, and his family in its entirety. We are praying that God will touch his mind, his body, his spirit, and his soul. Wake him up and shake him up, Father God. Let him hear from you. Thank you, Jesus. Touch our President of the United States of America. Let him hear from you. And not only hear with his heart, hear with his ears, and listen with his heart. Let him obey the word of God. Thank you, Lord. Touch the members of Congress, one by one, individually and collectively. Touch our Vice President, Kamala Harris. House of Representatives, our Ways and Means Committee. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. All of those involved in making laws. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. We don't need another Democratic Party, another Republican Party, or Red Party, or Green Party, Independent Party. We need Jesus. Let them come together on one accord. Let them cry out to you, Father, and surrender to you their ways and their thoughts and their actions. Let them surrender to you, Father God. We need you. People need the Lord. And we're crying out to you. We don't need another program. We need you right now, Father God. Go in Washington, D.C. Touch every senator, every congressperson. Touch all of our council individuals. Touch the leaders of our communities, our cities, and our states. Touch them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch their minds, their bodies, their spirits, and their souls. Let them hear from you and be obedient to the word and the spirit of God. We thank you right now, Father God, for touching those individuals, waking them up and shaking them up. Let them know that God has the last word. God has the final say-so. And we thank you right now for touching each and every individual under the sound of my voice, those that count not robbery, to rise up early in the morning and to seek the Lord. We're praying for healing right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Healing of someone's heart. We know that you're a heart fixer. We know you're a way maker. Touch that heart right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch that dear one that's been walking the streets all night long, not knowing which direction to go in. Those that, Father God, stand in need of shelter, touch their minds, Father, in the name of Jesus. You're a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Touch that mind right now in the name of Jesus. Touch those that's behind the prison bars. Father God, let them yield to you. Let them cry out. Let them repent of their sins. We pray for every warden, every police officer. Glory be to God. All of those, Father God, that are walking the streets right now, don't know which direction to go in. Regulate their minds. Those, Father God, that are getting up weapons, illegal weapons, Father, in the name of Jesus, stop them in their tracks. The guns, the knives, the selling of illegal drugs, stop them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. I decree and declare, Father God, that you will stop them in their tracks before another innocent victim is killed, Father. We pray for mothers and fathers, aunts and uncles who have lost loved ones, grandparents, Father God, that you'll touch them right now in the name of Jesus. You said you'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. Comfort families who have lost loved ones right now. Let them know that God is still in charge. Let them know that you know all about their trials, their tribulations, their situations. We thank you right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Come into our lives right now, Father. Comfort us right now. We thank you, Father God, for surrounding us, Father God, with your band of angels. Your angels of healing, your angels of grace, your angels of mercy. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, right now. We pray for Harry and Linda Bennett and their family in its entirety. We pray for Mother Annie Green, Father God. We pray, glory be to God, hallelujah, for Brother Briscoe. We pray, Father God, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for Reverend Harry P. Close. We lift up his family and his wife, Gwen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage and his wife, Sister Nettie. Those that are in nursing homes, Father God, lift them up, Father God. Touch their minds and, Father God, touch the workers in the vineyards, in the nursing homes, the hospitals, every doctor, every nurse, the anesthesiologist, the surgeon, those that dispense the medication, those that clean the floors, those that prepare the food, the administration in the hospitals, the nursing homes, the assisted living facilities. We pray for them right now that there will be a blessing to our families and our loved ones as they go for rehabilitation, as they go for surgery. We know you're the mighty surgeon. Touch bodies right now, Father God, the total body. We are praying for total healing, mind, body, spirit, and soul. We are praying for total healing right now. We thank you, Father, glory be to God, for Sister Burdetta Washington and her healing that she has received from you, Father God. We thank you, glory be to God, hallelujah, for those being healed from arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. We thank you, Father, glory be to God. We thank you for those in occupational therapy, the therapists, Father God, that are making a way out of no way. We thank you right now, Father God, for those that's behind prison bars that have surrendered their life to you. Those that have said, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Touch every prisoner, the warden, the prison guards. Those who prepare the foods, glory, hallelujah, glory be to God. Have them to repent of their sins. Have them to turn away from their wicked way of living and surrender to the almighty living God. Let that be a place of worshiping God, the true and living God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wake them up and shake them up. Let them fall on bended knees and repent of their sins and turn away from their wicked way of living. Those innocent victims that are behind bars, Father God, touch them right now with the hand and the love of Jesus Christ. Let them know that they're not alone. Let them know that you're with them and make a way out of no way as they're released from the prisons. Provide them with food and shelter and clothing. But most of all, Father God, let them surrender to you. Have a change of life, a change of heart. We thank you, Father God, for giving them the ability to forgive. We thank you that we're able to forgive because you have forgiven us. And we thank you right now for being a forgiving God. We thank you, glory be to God. Touch our sons, our daughters, our children as they go off to school. Father God, let it be a safe haven. Let it be a safe haven. Keep out the guns, the knives, the weapons, the illegal drugs, the bombs. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Let our children be protected as they go off to learn on a daily basis. Watch them as they go, travel through the streets, the highways, on the school buses. Protect our children from seen and unseen danger, our teachers, our principals, our psychologists, our sociologists, our school counselors, our school resource officers. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Touch them right now. We know that you're able. We know that you're able. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Homes and our streets, our cities, our communities, our countries, our counties, our states, our continents. We're praying, Father God, you'll protect us from seen and unseen danger in our nation. We are a nation called to pray without ceasing. You said if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. We're praying for the body of Christ, our archbishops, our bishops. We're praying for all of our chief apostles, our apostles, pastors, evangelists, missionaries, trustees, glory, hallelujah, elders, my God, leadership, we're praying for you, that you'll bow down to the Almighty Living God, that you will do the will of God, that you will share the word of God. My God, turn from your wicked ways. Judgment begin in the house of the Lord. My God, and he is the Almighty Living Judge. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Bless the men and women, Father God, that are fighting for our country, the military, the army, the navy, Father God, the Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, the Marines. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Let them continue to go forth with power and with might. Keep them safe, Father God, from seen and unseen danger. Those that have volunteered to fight for their country. We thank you, Father God, men and women that are serving their country, the veterans who have served their country. Bless them right now and send forth your healing hand upon their bodies right now. Someone's limbs need to be restored, and we know that you could do it. Someone's eyesight need to be restored, and we know that you could do it. Someone's hearing need to be restored, and we know that you could do it. We thank you, Father God, for healing someone from cancer, prostate cancer, breast cancer, liver cancer. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing hand of mercy. Healing those kidneys, taking those individuals off of dialysis right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you for healing Dr. Bernice Moore Wright, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for healing each and every individual, taking them off of dialysis, taking them off of chemo. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you for touching them with your healing hand. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. And we claim that healing right now. Glory be to God. Sons and daughters, husbands and wives. We claim that healing, Father God, from Parkinson's disease. Thank you for touching Sister Gloria, Father God. Thank you for touching Pat, Father God. In the name of Jesus, healing him. We thank you for healing that dear child from leukemia. We thank you for healing him, Father God. Storing the limbs, the arteries, the veins. Letting the blood flow freely in the veins, Father God. There'll be no more poor circulation. We thank you, Father God, for the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for shedding your blood on Calvary. We thank you for the shedding of your blood. We thank you, Father God, for forgiving us of our sins, past, present, and future. But no grave could hold you, the Son of the living God. He lives and he lives within our souls. And we thank you right now for this day. We lift up Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, Sister Tina Sewell. We thank you, Father God, for Diane in South Carolina. We pray, Father God, for Pastor Loretta Sumter. We thank you, Father God, for her church family, New Bethel. We thank you for Daisy, Father God, Johnson. We thank you, glory be to God, for the Bennett family, Father God, the Nelson family, the Gibson family. Glory be to God, the Magwood family. We thank you for family reunions that will come together and band together as one. We thank you, Father God, there will be no more spreading of that COVID disease and other diseases, the monkeypox that are coming into our homes and our communities. Destroy those diseases right now and send them back to the pits of hell, never to come into our midst again. We come against every disease, Father God. Those that have been created, in the name of Jesus, Father God, destroy them right now. Let them burn in hell. We come against the enemy right now, full force. The body of Christ, come against the enemy. I decree and declare there will be a healing taking place in the land. In Jesus' name, touch, heal, and deliver. We thank you, Father God, for all of our workers that's out there in the vineyard. All of our workers in the vineyard, they're doing the work of the Almighty Living God. Bless our construction workers, our farmers. Our farmers, bless them, Father God. We thank you for them as they pick up the crops, as they plant the crops. We thank you for our factory workers. We thank you, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, our city, state, and federal workers. Elder Don and Annette Smith, we thank God for you. We thank God for Keeping Hope Alive Ministries, your family in its entirety. Mercedes, yes, we're praying for you and your family in its entirety. God is able. We're praying for Rosie Traham, Shanita Kelly, Zariel Kelly, Rael Kelly. We're praying for you. Diamond Tickle, we're praying for you. Glory be to God. We thank you, Jesus. Bless Diamond, Father God. Bless her in a very special way. You have everything that she needs. And we thank you right now. We thank you, Father God, for touching Diane Green, the Staten family, TJ Staten, Tyrone Staten. We thank you, Father God, for touching family and loved ones, husbands and wives, having them to join together as one. God honors marriage of male and female. And we thank you right now, Father God. We come against that spirit of division. Draw husbands and wives closer together as one. Bellamy and your husband, Alfred Bellamy. We thank you for your work that you're doing in the vineyard, in the nursing homes. Pastor Victor Mines and Karen, First Lady Karen Mines, we thank you for the work that you're doing in the vineyard as husband and wife, coming together as one. Dr. Ron Green in Miami, Florida, and Jill Green, we thank God for you, coming together as one. We thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you'll continue to bless marriages of a male and a female. Let them continue to grow in the love of Jesus Christ. Let male and female, husbands and wives, come together and band together as one. Keep them united. Keep them happy, joyful as husband and wife. I decree and declare, male and female, as you honor God in marriage, no one will come between those marriages. Thank you, Father God, right now for blessing marriages of male and females. It's your word. We thank you right now. Bless homes and loved ones. I decree and declare a spirit of healing, a spirit of peace, a spirit of love. As we leave our homes to go to work, go to school, go to college, go to university, we thank you for those who have graduated. We thank you, Father God, the young people, Father God, that have given 12 long years and graduated from high school. Bless them as they go into their new beginning. Let them continue to celebrate the 12 years of work that they have completed in Jesus' name. Bless those as they go into their new jobs, their new occupations, their new careers, as they go into college and universities. We thank you, Father God, for blessing them. Let them have a mind stayed on thee. Let them not lose focus. We thank you, Father God. Let them not lose focus. Bless them right now. Pastor Tammy Caesar, we are praying for you and your family and the work that you and your aunt are doing. Pastor Shirley Caesar, we are praying for you. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, we are praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. God is good. We thank you for blessing and those that are coming into our schools, volunteering with your presence. Protect them right now. We thank you, Father God, for your protection. We thank you for Road to Life Ministries, Pastor Linda Smith. Faithful workers in the vineyard. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, we're praying for you and for your healing. God is able. God is able. We thank you, Father God, for Jerome Green, Gilbert Green, the Green family in its entirety. We thank you, Father God. Bless them. Wallace Green, Sandra Green in Virginia Beach, Virginia. We're praying for you. We thank you, Father God, for the Magwood Gibson family, Father God, that you'll bless the family as they continue to go forth with their reunions of celebrating family. All families, Father God. Deaconess Phyllis Blue, we're praying for you and your family. God is able. He's a keeper. We thank you, Father God, for that brand new baby that's coming into the families right now. We pray, Father God, for our brand new babies that are coming into the land of the living. Bless them with your presence, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Pastor Rosie Cobia, we're praying for you and your church family and your family in its entirety. God is able. He's a keeper. We thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Minister Sharon Ricks, your family, we're praying for you. Protect them. Keep them, Father God. Comfort them right now in the name of Jesus. Minister Barbara Duffy, we're praying for you. We thank God for Minister Yvonne McFadden. The mothers that are still in the land of the living, we thank you for them. Bless them. The dads that are still in the land of the living, we thank you, Father God, that you'll draw them closer to their families. We pray for our dads right now, our spiritual dads and our physical dads, that they will be fathers to their children. Not just on Father's Day, but they'll celebrate them every day. We thank you, Father God, for the men that are walking this earth. We pray special prayers for our young black males, Father God. Draw them closer to you. Let them yield to you. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Take away the illegal drugs that are being pushed in our streets, in our homes, in our communities, in our schools, on our jobs. Father God, we ask that you dismiss that spirit of the selling of illegal drugs. We pray for the drug addict. They will no longer want to hear that word, crack, cocaine, heroin, illegal pills, the fancy names that they give these drugs. We come against that spirit right now. They'll no longer want to stick another needle in their veins, or their arteries, in the name of Jesus. Cancel out that need and desire for illegal drugs. Stop them in their tracks. Those that are bringing them in our communities by the trains, the planes, the boats, the ships. Stop them in their tracks right now, Father God. Let there be a drug bust that those illegal drugs will not be able to come into our communities. Then take away that desire of those that want to use those illegal drugs. Trouble their minds and their spirits. Take away that desire. Take away that addiction, Father God. We speak against all addictions right now in the name of Jesus. Cancel out every addiction. Drug addiction. Sex addiction. Alcohol addiction. Lying addiction. Stealing addiction. Gossiping addiction. In the name of Jesus. We cancel out every addiction right now. In the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Father God, for someone, Father God, that need deliverance right now. Deliver them from evil. We pray for every pastor once more in the body of Christ that they will teach the word of God and live the word of God. Live the word of God, body of Christ. Live according to the word of God. That's where your blessings come in. We know that Satan can bless you too, but only what you do for Christ will last. You want to be blessed by the almighty living God because those blessings last. We thank you right now for our food, our shelter, our clothing, our ability, Father God, to walk, to talk, to see a little bit. We thank you right now because you are a blessing, God. Glory be to God. We pray, Father God, for Bobby Gladden, Brenda Gladden. We thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Lift up the family of Sister Debbie. We pray for that family in its entirety, that they will yield to you, the family of Sister Debbie Brown, that they will yield to you in the loss of their sister, their aunt, their grandmother. That you'll yield to you as they go and have their celebration of life on Thursday. That the family, Father God, will hear a word from you, that there will be a change in that Brown family. And we know that you could do it. We know that you're able. We know that you're able. We're praying this morning for divine intelligence, divine wisdom, divine protection, divine blessings, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for our nation, because we are a nation called to pray without ceasing. We're praying for Sister Patricia Jackson and her husband Ed Jackson. Thank you, Jesus. Healing. Healing in our mind, body, spirit, and soul. We're praying, Father God, because you have told us to pray without ceasing. And we take you at your word. We trust you. We believe in you. We know that you're able. Come into our homes, Lord Jesus. Touch our hearts, our minds, our spirits, and our souls. Touch our children and our loved ones. We're praying for peace, divine order. Our God is a God of order. He's not a God of confusion. As we drive the highways, the byways, protect us right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, for protecting us. Stop the speed demons that are speeding up and down the streets on the roads. Protect us from them right now. Stop them right now, Father God, in their cars, in their trucks. Stop the speed demons. We thank you, Father God, right now for blessing someone with shelter. We thank you right now for blessing someone's son, someone's daughter, Father God, that's staying in need of a job. Making a way out of no way. Even as they receive that pink slip, you're making a way out of no way. We thank you right now for the obedient children in the land. Honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days will be long upon the earth. And we thank you right now. We thank you, Father God, for that privilege to come to you each day and to seek you in times like these. We thank you, Father God, for protecting us, keeping us from seen and unseen danger. Umbala Shamba Ikala Shata. We thank you, Father God, for Catherine Walker. We thank you, Father God, for blessing their families, their children. Evangelist Janet Griffith. We thank you for your healing. Jonathan, we thank him for his healing. God, for healing Jonathan and Janet, Evangelist Janet. We thank you, Father God, for Christina. We thank you, Father God, for touching that family in its entirety, Victor. Touch that family, Father God, in its entirety. You know what they're staying in need of? A closer walk with you. Bless Evangelist Janet Griffith, Father God, as she continue to go forth and evangelize throughout the world. We thank you, Father God, for blessing our families with peace, love, happiness. We thank you for our governors, that you'll touch their minds right now, their wives and their families. Our mayors of every city, touch them, strengthen them, guide them, and lead them. We come against the news media that are giving false reports and accusations. We come against that news media right now in the name of Jesus. You know who they are. Touch our governors and our mayors, our elected officials. Touch their minds. Have them not to lose focus on you, the almighty living God. Let them cry out to you. Let them yield to you. We pray for every innocent victim that are behind the bars, that you release them and provide for them what they stand in need of. We pray for every foster child in foster homes. Children, Father God, that are walking the streets homeless. Touch them right now, Father God. Make a way out of no way. Let them know that God is God. And we thank you for it right now, for who you are. Thank you, Jesus, for Ricky Hightower. Bless him, Father God. Be with them, guide him, lead him, and direct him. Shower, Father God, your people with blessings from on high. Shower your people who are called by your name with a will to serve you, to grow stronger and walk in the authority of the almighty living Jesus Christ. Shower your people, Father God, with authority in Jesus Christ. Protect us from seen and unseen danger. We thank you, Father God. You are a way maker. You're making a way for someone right now. We thank you for it. We glorify you. We pray for our doctors and our nurses, Father God. Once more, be with them and guide them and lead them. Our teachers, once more, we pray for them. Our police officers. Our gas and electric companies. We pray for our transit workers. Protect them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless the temples, the churches, the Pope, in Jesus' name. Let them hear from you and let them be obedient. We receive miracles on this day. We cry out to you, Father God, right now, that you forgive us of our sins, and we repent. We repent, and we thank you for forgiving us of our sins, that we walk into a new day on this day, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I didn't make this day. You didn't make nobody but God, and we thank you for this day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Praise him for this day. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about yesterday. Yesterday is gone. We thank you for this day of blessings, restoration, healing, deliverance. We thank you for this day of protection from seen and unseen danger. Dispatch your heavenly host to angel. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. We want to hear from you. We are praying without ceasing, and we believe in the power of prayer. Protect us, Father God. Protect us from seen and unseen danger. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. God has not forgotten about you. He loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you, and he wants nothing but the best for you each and every day. We thank you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we decree and declare a spirit of peace, protection upon us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Tune in tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Tell a friend to tune in to the Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. God bless you.